Now, I know that unlike Professor Crouch's students, you know the book perfectly. Okay, maybe you've forgotten just a little of what happens. Or maybe, like some of those students, you've never even read it? Well, to get us all up to speed on what happens in Moby Dick, we asked playwright David Ives to reduce its mammoth bulk to handy short attention span size. We proudly present the world premiere of Moby Dude, starring Mark Price as a contemporary young reader surfing through what is arguably the greatest American novel in 2 minutes flat.
Call me Ishmael, dude. Yes, Miss Budgorski, I did read Moby Dick over the summer like I was supposed to. It was bodacious. Actually, you know, it's Moby hyphen Dick. Title's got a little hyphen before the dick. What is the meaning of this dash before the dick? Whoa! Another mystery in this awesome American masterpiece. A peerless allegorical saga of mortal courage, metaphysical ambiguity, and maniacal obsession. What, Miss Podgorski? You don't believe I really read Herman Melville's Moby Dick or The Whale? 562 pages, 14 ounces, published 1851, totally tanked its first weekend, re-released in the 1920s as one of the world's gnarliest works of art? You think I copped all this, like, off the back of the tome, or by watching that crappy 1956 film starring Gregory Peck? Miss P., you've been on my tail since middle school. Do I get all testy? Do I say what is the plot in under 2 minutes besides a whale and a hyphen? Moby Dick, in 2 minutes, huh? Okay, chill. Let's rip. Fade in. Boonies of Massachusetts, 18-something. Young dude, possibly named Ishmael, like the Bible, meets cute with, ta-da, Queequeg. South Sea cannibal with a heart of gold.
Aww.
Maybe they're gay. Or maybe they represent some East-West pagan Christian duality action. Anyway, two newfound bros go to mass and hear a sermon about Jonah, biblical tie-in, then ship out on Christmas Day, could be symbolical, aboard the USS Pequod with its mysterious wacko Captain Ahab. Who? Backstory? It's Goofyfoot, because the equally mysterious Mombuzaloid white whale Moby, like the singer, Dick bit his leg off. Freudian castration action. I mean, he's big, he's got sperm, and his last name is Dick, right? Moby is also a metaphor for God, nature, truth, obsessical love, the world, the past, and white people. Check out Pip, the Negro cabin boy, who by a fluke goes wacko too. Ahab says,
bring me the head of the great white whale, and you win this prize.
Crew is stoked, but not first mate like the coffee Starbuck. Ahab wants the big one, Starbuck wants the whale juice. Idealism versus capitalism.
Ooh.
Radical! Queequeg tells the carpenter to build him a coffin shaped like a canoe. Foreshadowing. Then, lots of chapters everybody skips about the Scientology of whales.
Ugh.
Cut to page 523, the Pacific Ocean. Surf's up! Ahab sights the dick. He's totally amped. The boards hit the waves. The crew snakes the dick for 3 whole days. Bottom of the third, Ahab has 10 toes on the nose. He's aggro! Moby goes aerial. Ahab's in the zone. He fires his choicest harpoon. The rope does a 360 round his neck. Ahab crushes out. Moby totals the Pequod. Everybody eats it except our faithful narrator Ishmael, who boogies to safety on Queequeg's coffin.
And I only am escaped alone to tell thee.
Roll final credits. The end. So, what do you say, Miss Podgorski? You wanna, like, hang and catch a cup of Starbucks sometime? Tubular!
Mark Price in Moby Dude, which the playwright David Ives very kindly created just for this show.